Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, Richard Moss is originally from Kilkenny, but for years he's been documenting the lives of people all over the planet with his camera. Most recently, he was in the Amazon, where he used various techniques to document the shrinking forest. An exhibition called Broken Spectre is currently running as part of the Belfast Photo Festival. Richard, good afternoon.
Hi, how's it going?
Now, obviously the Amazon is so vast, and it's a bit like climate change itself. It's hard to get a handle on that. So what was your approach in trying to show the changes, both on the macro and the micro level there?
Yeah, well, so the Amazon's, it spans 9 countries in total. So it's just a vast place, and global heating itself, climate change, you know, it's a global phenomenon. So we often can't even see it. So I was really looking to break it down into into different scales, to the human scale and the microscopic scale of the non-human, what's on the forest floor, as well as the macroscopic scale, that's the aerial view, because you have to get above the tree line to really see the scale, the organized crime affecting the forest.
And so were you on that macro scale, starting with that, were you able to show changes over a period of time?
Yeah, no, I worked for several years throughout the pandemic as well, and using a special camera that I built myself, a multispectral camera, which is emulating the satellite cameras in space that we've been using for decades to predict climate change and understand environmental degradation and to model tipping points, which is what we're up against in the Amazon now. We have, according to scientists who have looked at this data, we have only 10 years left to save the forest, because at that point it'll stop producing its own rain. And a rainforest that can't produce rain is no longer a rainforest, and it's automatic dieback. So it's curtains. Mm. And it's really, really important we catch it before then. And nobody really wants to look, because we've seen one photo of the burning rainforest. We've seen them all. We don't care anymore.
What does a multispectral camera capture?
Well, actually, you can capture anything you want it to, because it's very powerful. And it has up to, you know, 18 or 20 or more bands. If you think of bands as colours, we can see with our eyes 3, red, green and blue. So without getting too technical now, all I can say is you could dial it in to, you know, to see all kinds of stuff. And this is a multi-billion-dollar industry. It's used by, you know, governments, universities, multinational companies all over the world, multinational mining companies to try to find rare earths, and big agribusiness interests to try to more profitably exploit the environment. So it's got a role in deforestation in itself, but it's also used by the scientists to tell us how to save it.
Yes, there's an irony in that, all right. Now, on the ground, if you like, the people who are actually burning parts of the forest or destroying parts of the forest, how do they go about doing that?
Well, there's all different interests involved here. And that was really what I was trying to show you, the viewer, the texture of what it looks like in the field. Deforestation happens across multiple fronts, and it's for very different reasons. Some of them are globalized economics. Some of them are local level economics. Some of them are national politics. And I wanted to, you know, to take a cross section of all of those and to show you what I've seen, because that's the power of the documentary image. I can say to you, I've seen this. This is important. I want you to see it too. Take a look. Mm. And if you do that powerfully, you can really change the world. And I've discovered a lot of things over the course of the years I was down there. And I met a lot of people who are carrying out the crimes, and I've had to, by necessity, sort of enter their lives, build trust relationships with environmental criminals. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to get the shot, you know?
Yeah.
And by doing so, you become friendly with them, and you appreciate them as humans, just like you or I. And as a result, you start to understand them. And that is the ambivalence of human experience, after all. And the world is a complex place, but these people have very little opportunities compared to us. We are the ones with the agency and the power. We are the ones, as consumers, whose decisions benefits or affects or destroys the forest. And as well as investors, we have, you know, even pension funds, we put a little money into the bank, you know. And as citizens who have a vote.
The people that you interview, or, you know, whose trust you gathered in the sense that you could take their pictures, did you feel that they were emboldened, because a lot of this took place during the presidency of Bolsonaro?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, Bolsonaro, he ran on the slogan, one of the many, Captain Chainsaw. And so as soon as he got to power, you know, he encouraged and, you know, allowed these people up in the north of Brazil to do as they please. He undermined all the environmental protection agencies. He defunded them. He fired anyone who did their job properly. None of whom, these guys, these officials who are, none of them would talk to me anymore because they thought, if I talk to this gringo, I'll lose my job. So all of a sudden, you know, it was a very hard job for me. And I find my only recourse as a filmmaker is to build these relationships with the people carrying out the crimes. And I had a lot of doors slammed in my face, naturally, because these people know they're not stupid. They know that I'm there to document them doing so. But at the same time, through perseverance and through goodwill, you do meet people who are down to collaborate and make a movie. Brazilians are very cultural people. At the same time, you know, if you appeal to common machismo, this is a very Latin American thing, you know, masculinity. You know, if you go drinking cachaça with these guys, if you big them up and show respect, you know, they start to, you know, they can't say no to you. And if you pull out the camera at that point and say, I'd love to document, you know, what you've achieved in life, they will let you in and then you can record freely these environmental crimes that are destroying the Amazon and they, you know, willingly let you into their lives. But of course, by doing so, you meet their families. They take you home and feed you a nice meal and you revisit them in New Year's time and you start to understand the complexity of the subject.
Broken Spectre is being shown free at Carlisle Memorial Church, Belfast until June 23rd. You can find out more at belfastphotofestival.com. Richard Moss, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.